Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is on the 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, from the SMA Media Center in Dola, Zambia. Today, we are being asked to forgive one another because we have been forgiven. In the Gospel, we have a great example of what Jesus wants. Peter thought that he was going to be very, very clever, in fact, when he doubled under rabbinic law, which states that you forgive one another three times. Multiplied it by two, Peter did, for good measure, and then added one more. And that's when he came up with the figure seven times. Is it enough to forgive my enemy seven times? Peter expected to be warmly commended, but Jesus' answer was that the Christian must forgive 70 times seven. In other words, there is no reckonable limit to forgiveness. Jesus then told the story of the servant forgiven a great debt, who went out and dealt mercilessly with a fellow servant who owed him a debt that was an infinitesimal fraction of what he himself had owed, and who was, for his mercilessness, utterly condemned by Jesus. This parable teaches us certain lessons which Jesus never tired of teaching. Number one, it teaches the lesson which runs through all the New Testament, that we must forgive in order to be forgiven. Number two, judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. So we are fooling ourselves by thinking that we'll be forgiven if we haven't forgiven even our greatest enemies. And number three, because the story has to explain fully that it was a huge sum he was forgiven, while the debt owed to him is very, very small indeed. How much have we been forgiven through Christ's death on the cross? Do we have an enormous debt? The answer is yes, we have. But what have we done? We had sin, and it is defined as follows. Sin is the broken state of a relationship with God, the nicest, kindest, most spiritual, and most virtuous of us is a sinner. The vilest, darkest, crookedest, most evil of us is a sinner. So we all end up being sinners, really. Everyone in between is a sinner. Each and all of these sinners are loved by God. Well, we know that when we think that we have no sin, then we are on the slippery slope to self-destruction. That's from 1 John chapter 1, verse 8. And I quote, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." End of quote. Because our mission is to be like God. We are made in his image and likeness. Yet, when we see ourselves as, when compared with God, we are very far short of the mark that says we are perfect. Because that is what we are thinking when we say we have no sin. We say, "I am perfect. I have no sin." Who can say that they are perfect? Yet, while knowing that we are imperfect, in loving and forgiving and being holy, we at the same time cultivate a healthy sense of well-being, but only in knowing we are okay because we are forgiven by God. But when we cannot see our shortcomings, then we are living in a dream world. So we have no right to condemn anybody. We should be ready to forgive others who ask us, and even those who never ask. We should learn to forgive them, because hate and unforgiveness destroys us. If we harbor hate and unforgiveness, we are less than happy human beings, and we are rendering ourselves as less than capable of loving others. That is why Jesus said, "Leave your offering there before the altar. Go and be reconciled with your brother or sister first, and then come back and present your offering." As written in Matthew chapter 5, verse 24. And indeed, in the first reading today, we read from Sirach chapter 27, verse 30 to chapter 28, verse 7. And it says, "Remember the fear of God, and be not angry with thy neighbor. Remember the covenant of the Most High, and overlook the ignorance of thy neighbor." End of quote. Father Gian Maria Vianney, the curé of Ars, said, when people wanted to tell lies about him and wanted him thrown out of the parish of Ars, and they sent around a petition for his removal and tried to get people to sign, he said, "Bring me the form and I will sign it as well." In a humorous way, he was forgiving them. I quote Pope Francis, "This is me, a sinner, on whom the Lord has turned his gaze. And this is what I said when they asked me if I would accept my election as pontiff. I am a sinner, but I trust in the infinite mercy and patience of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I accept in a spirit of penance." End of quote. So we are indeed like that man who was forgiven a great and huge debt. And we have our duty to forgive others who sin against us. If we can't see ourselves for what we are, namely sinners, then we are a pity. But if we can begin to understand the truth about ourselves, then we are on the way to holiness and God. And it's no bother to forgive our fellow human beings who, for some sad reason, are very mean to us, or spiteful, or hateful of us. That is no concern of ours. Our concern is to find the wherewithal to forgive them from the depths of our hearts. May God help you to know and experience God's forgiveness in your heart, and then to experience it in giving it to others with an open and glad heart, because we have been forgiven. Bye for now. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Center in Dola, signing off and wishing you a blessed Sunday and a beautiful new week ahead.